amazing grace, how sweet a sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see.
Good morning and welcome to the Grace Hour broadcast, heard every Sunday morning at 7:15 here on Radio Jamaica 94 FM. First up, we want to say Happy Mother's Day to all our mothers. We pray that you will enjoy your day. Our speaker today is the chairman of the Missionary Church Association in Jamaica and the pastor of the Hampton Green Missionary Church, Reverend Jacob McLean. He will be continuing his message from last week entitled Living by Faith in an Awesome God, focusing on Jeremiah 32, verse 17. This week's broadcast is sponsored by the Rosemount Missionary Church, located at 7 Vernon's Drive, Montego Bay, St. James. The pastor, Reverend Donald Webley, and the congregation invite you to join them in worship this morning at 10 on their Facebook page. Just look for Rosemount Missionary Church Community. That's Rosemount Missionary Church Community for their online service at 10 o'clock this morning. Do stay with us. In a moment, we bring you this morning's message.
There is trouble on every side, so bad you want to run and hide. Your enemy is out for you, and you don't know why. Oh, yeah. Good things on your strength to hold back your tears. But you know you gotta face your fears. Let me whisper a word softly in your ears. Oh, stand still and know that He is God.
He's God.
There's no need to fight for the battle.
Good morning, listeners. Last week, I began the series, Living as a Christian in an Unchristian World. The topic, Living by Faith in an Awesome God, based on Jeremiah chapter 32, with verse 17 being the key verse. My first point, acting in faith in tragic times. Are you tempted to throw up your arms, to roll over and die because of what is happening in our world, and in particular, what is happening in Jamaica today? Or are you willing to act in faith like Jeremiah did when tragedy was striking his country? Let me assure you today that our awesome God is still sovereign and will be with us in these difficult and challenging times, and will see us through them. Our role as His people is to intercede, to call upon Him, and to act in faith as the prophet Jeremiah did. Today, my second point, reassurance through prayer. Have you ever wondered how you could have done something that when you look back, it seemed thoughtless and ill-advised? How could I have done that? You ask yourself. Could I have lost my mind? This was probably what was playing out in Jeremiah's mind after he made the decision to purchase the property in faith. It is normal to have doubts, to fear, and even to despair. David, the psalmist, said in Psalm 53, verse 6, "Whenever I am afraid, I will trust in you. clearly indicating that he had been afraid at times. It is not wrong or sinful to be afraid. What is important is what we do about our fears. Do you let your fears drive you to God or away from him? Jeremiah turned to God in prayer. Now, when I had delivered the purchase deed to Baruch, the son of Neriah, I prayed to the Lord, saying, Ah, Lord God, behold, you have made the heavens and the earth by your great power and outstretched arm. There is nothing too hard for you. You show loving kindness to thousands and repay the iniquity of the fathers into the bosom of their children after them. The great, the mighty God, whose name is the Lord of hosts, you are great in counsel and mighty in work. For your eyes are open to all the ways of the sons of men, to give everyone according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. You have set signs and wonders in the land of Egypt, to this day and in Israel and among other men. And you have made yourself a name as it is this day. You have brought your people Israel out of the land of Egypt with signs and wonders, with a strong hand and an outstretched arm, and with great terror. You have given them this land of which you swore to their fathers to give them, a land flowing with milk and honey. And they came in and took possession of it. But they have not obeyed your voice or walked in your law. They have done nothing of all that you commanded them to do. Therefore, you have caused all this calamity to come upon them. Look, the siege mounds. They have come to take the city. And the city has been given to the hand of the Chaldeans, who fight against it because of the sword and famine and pestilence. What you have spoken has happened. There you sit, and you have said, O Lord God, buy the field and take witnesses. Yet the city has been given into the hand of the Chaldeans. Jeremiah confronted God, so to speak. But more than that, he recognized that the sovereignty and power of God was ever present in this time of tragedy facing the land of Judah. He sought and he received reassurance through prayer. Jeremiah expressed faith in the Lord, the Almighty, the Creator, the one who sustains and upholds all things by his power. As impossible as things might seem, we can have reassurance through prayer when we reaffirm our faith in the one true God. We can say with Jeremiah, truly, there is nothing too hard for you. My third point, recognition of God's attributes in prayer. Jeremiah based his prayer of faith on God's attributes, his character, his unchanging, preeminent manifestation of himself. God is omnipotent, verse 17. There is nothing too hard for you. You are all powerful. There's nothing that you cannot do. God is omniscient, verse 19. He knows all things. Nothing takes him by surprise. God has intervened in the past, despite the people's repeated failure to trust him, verse 20 to 24. Nothing is too hard. Nothing is so exceptional or so difficult for God to do, verse 17. I encourage you to stand in faith in these times. If you're acting in faith based on the word of God, be steadfast, unmovable. Hold on to your faith. The word of God says, faith is the substance. It is the evidence. Don't give up on your faith. Don't be afraid. Don't despair. Things foreboding. Jeremiah faced the same situation in chapter 32. The Babylonian army was beating down the wall and would soon enter the city. But God told him to act in faith, because God was saying to him, I am going to take these people back from Babylon, where they will be going into exile by the field. Bury the deed of sale to where it will be safe, as a sign that you believe in me. God is asking us in these times of crisis to be in faith, to look beyond what is happening. We have no idea what the new normal will be like, but we know that our God is unchangeable and that he can do all things. Nothing is too hard for him. Next week, God's answer proves his awesomeness.
Oh, stand still and know. The battle is not yours. The battle is, stand still and know that he's God. There's no need to fight, for the battle is not yours. The battle is the Lord.
Your enemies don't know what they do when they declare war.
Our prayer is that you were encouraged by the message delivered by Reverend Jacob McLean. For comment or counsel, please send us an email at mcaj@cwjamaica.com. Before we go, the Missionary Church Association in Jamaica wishes to advise that their head office will be open Mondays through to Thursdays from 8:30 a.m. through to 1 p.m. The office will be closed on Fridays until further notice. Thanks once again to the Rosemount Missionary Church, located at 7 Vernon's Drive, Montego Bay, St. James, for sponsoring this morning's program. The pastor, Reverend Donald Webley, and the congregation invite you to join them for worship online this morning at 10 on their Facebook page. Just look for Rosemount Missionary Church Community. That's Rosemount Missionary Church Community for their online service at 10 o'clock this morning. The Grace Hour is brought to you by the Missionary Church Association in Jamaica. I'm Nigel Wilkinson, once again wishing for all our mothers a happy Mother's Day, and we pray that everyone will experience God's richest blessings during the coming week.
Stand still and know that he is God, and there's no need to fight, for the battle is not yours, the battle is